friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. As we look forward to Friday's Africa Cup of Nations football final in Egypt, let's look back on how Algeria and Senegal advanced to the big match. The Desert Foxes of Algeria defeated the Super Eagles of Nigeria 2-1 in Cairo, thanks to a superb late free kick from captain and 2016 African Footballer of the Year, Riyad Mahrez. And the Lions of Teranga of Senegal topped the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia 1-0 in extra time, also in Cairo, after an own goal by Tunisian defender Dylan Braun. Now, both semifinals had dramatic VAR moments, with the referee video review system being used for the first time at the Africa Cup of Nations. Christopher Green is a former chairman of the technical committee of the Nigeria Football Federation. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Green said the Algerians were technically better than the Nigerians and deserved to win.
The match looked a bit one-sided, technically, you know, with the Algerians dictating the pace. Second half, we tried to come in, where especially the Super Eagles, that's especially when we were given a penalty. And after converting it, we tried to come back into the game. But again, the Algerians had to do what they know how best to do, study that team very well, and took advantage of it and killed the game at the end of the day. So it was a good match, no doubt, especially for the Algerians. Whatever way you look at it, they were the better side and they deservedly won the game. At every point in time, they looked better than us. And so that is football for you. But again, I'll have to commend the Super Eagles for coming this far. They have tried, because this is a team that did not qualify for two past editions of the Nations Cup. And coming back now and getting to the semi-final stage, they have actually acquitted themselves very well. So they should not drop their heads. They should keep their heads high. It's the way to go. Let them dust themselves up and start all over again.
What will be your assessment of the Senegal-Tunisia semi-final clash, which the Teranga Lions of Senegal won?
It was a crazy game on that day. Crazy in the sense that both sides had penalties and lost their penalties until the eventual own goal from the keeper parrying the ball on the defender of the Tunisian side. It was a good match, well fought, but full of intrigues and drama. And so, at the end of the day, what a luck shown on the Teranga Lions. And so they got the day.
For the final match, it's going to be between the Desert Foxes of Algeria and the Teranga Lions of Senegal. What are your thoughts about the final match?
That's indeed a very good final. Both teams have really shown that they are very good in this tournament, even though the Algerians were better off than the Algerians when they met earlier in the group stage. But that's not to say that they are going to win again. No, that's not football. Anything can happen on the day. Both sides will come into the match respecting one another, and the team with the technical superiority, the team with the coach that reads the game very well and analyze the game, and the team that come with a very good match plan and game plan, game management, will take the day.
That's Christopher Green, the former chairman of the technical committee of the Nigeria Football Federation, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Port Harcourt, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African club football news, sports highest court will rule this month on the disputed CAF Champions League final between Wydad Casablanca of Morocco and Esperance of Tunisia. The Court of Arbitration for Sport says it set a July 31st deadline for a decision after both clubs appealed to be awarded the title. The second leg match between WIDAD and Esperance on May 31st was annulled in a dispute provoked by a video review failure. WIDAD players walked off the pitch in protest when their equalizing goal was disallowed for an incorrect offside call. Some sad African football news out of Johannesburg. That's where former South African striker Mark Batchelor was shot dead outside his home. The 49-year-old Batchelor played for the South African clubs Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, and Mamelodi Sundowns. A police spokesman says Batchelor was attacked by two men who were driving a motorbike. The suspect shot several times at him, and they drove away without taking anything. The police spokesman says they are still investigating the motive for the attack. However, South African sports journalist Mohammed Ali says Batchelor was a colorful and controversial figure in South Africa. He says Batchelor was very close to some well-known figures in the Johannesburg crime underworld, which is why there is strong speculation about his killing being a hit. As a player, Mark Batchelor was one of an elite group to have scored goals for both Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs, South Africa's two biggest clubs, in this annual Soweto Derby. Both clubs have expressed their condolences.
Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Filipino fighter Manny Pacquiao will be back in the ring Saturday night in Las Vegas, according to our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta. The Pac-Man will be trading punches with a very tough opponent.
Manny Pacquiao is going to take on Keith Thurman at Las Vegas MGM July 20th. And it's a very dangerous fight for Pac-Man. And you wonder at the age of 40, with all the money he made with Floyd Mayweather and all the money he made in the past, why put your body and self in there with a tiger that can knock you silly? And that fight with Floyd Mayweather will be out of the window in a second.
Keith Thurman, no slouch, Namdi. I got to go with Thurman in that fight. Your thoughts?
Well, they looked at Keith Thurman's last fight and for the fact that he's been laid off due to injury, that they can just go in there and deal with him and run all over him. But don't forget that Keith Thurman is an elite welterweight and younger than Manny Pacquiao. And in a fight like this, Keith Thurman will rise to the occasion and put a beating on Manny Pacquiao. And that will be the end of Manny Pacquiao come July 20 at the MGM Las Vegas. It will be a sad scene to look at.
For more on Pacquiao versus Thurman, here's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. First, here's announcer Jimmy Lennon Jr. with the Pac-Man introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the microphone the legend, the one and only Senator Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao.
Thank you. Good afternoon to all of us. We'd like to thank God for this opportunity. And I'm so excited for this fight because I'm fighting with undefeated. Keith Thurman is he's kind of fighter that you cannot underestimate. He's undefeated, and this is give me more encouragement, motivation to work hard, like what I did before in my previous fights against a big name in boxing.
But Keith, one-time Thurman, seemed unfazed by Pacquiao's introduction and his speech. Thurman instead vowed to end his opponent's legendary career.
This most likely will be Manny Pacquiao's last fight. I love the sport of boxing, but we're in a new generation.
You know, for those who know boxing and truly understand boxing history, you know, times change.
I believe boxing has come to a new era. Floyd is gone. Pacquiao is here. Come July 20th, he will disappear. Okay? He will disappear. He announced him as a senator. He belongs as a senator in the Philippines. With all respect, he is a legend. He will always be remembered in the sport. But I'm doing to Manny Pacquiao what he did to Oscar De La Hoya. You can Google it if you want to. Oscar De La Hoya never fought again. All right? Facts.
Pacquiao has won 8 division titles, but he's considered the underdog as he enters his fight against Thurman. At 30, Thurman is in the prime of his career and remains undefeated with 29 career wins, 22 via knockout. But 40-year-old Pacquiao insists his time is not over yet and says he'll prove it when the two welterweights duke it out on July 20th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. And that's all from me, Sonny. I'll hand it back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest bitter part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you on Wednesday at 18:30 UTC GMT with another edition of Straight Talk Africa.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Now let's look at the National Basketball Association, where, although it's the off-season, things are still as exciting as ever. Brown Daily Herald sports writer and VOA intern Ryan Handel is back to give us a recap of the NBA Summer League and the free agency period. Sporty greetings, Ryan.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Yesterday, the Memphis Grizzlies captured the title in the NBA Summer League. The Grizzlies defeated the Timberwolves in the championship game in Las Vegas by a score of 95-92. Brandon Clark, a first-round pick for Memphis in this year's NBA draft, tallied 15 points and 16 rebounds in the game and was named both championship game MVP and Summer League MVP. Although Summer League squads mostly consist of younger players and veterans fighting for a roster spot, there are plenty of positives for the Grizzlies to take away from their Summer League run. Also making the Summer League first team was Nickeil Alexander-Walker of the Pelicans, who led New Orleans to the semifinals before they lost in overtime to Memphis. Jarrett Allen of the Nets also made the first team squad after leading Brooklyn into the semifinals before losing to Minnesota. Mitchell Robinson of the Knicks and Kendrick Nunn of the Heat rounded out the all-Summer League first team.
Now, Ryan, how much stock should NBA fans put into how their favorite team performed in the NBA Summer League?
When watching the Summer League, NBA fans should focus more on individual performances than how their team does as a whole. Teams are not playing their full rosters in the Summer League, and they are relying on young players and guys on the fringe of being cut. So, Summer League performance isn't a reliable indicator of how a team will do in the regular season. For example, the Lakers were in the Summer League Finals in 2017 and 2018, and look how that turned out for them. They missed the playoffs for a 6th straight time. But sometimes individual stars can emerge. The previous 3 Summer League MVPs, Tyus Jones, Lonzo Ball, and Josh Hart, have all turned out to be solid NBA players. That bodes well for Brandon Clark and the rest of the members of the Summer League first team. So, if one of your favorite NBA team's players had a breakout Summer League, they could be one to watch out for this regular season.
Well, Ryan, now that a wild free agency period is finally starting to cool off, Can you give our VOA listeners a summary of the deals that got done this offseason?
There's certainly a lot to cover, but I'll give a quick rundown. The big winners of this offseason were the Brooklyn Nets, who landed two bona fide studs in Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. The Nets even added big man DeAndre Jordan to an already stacked roster. However, they did lose D'Angelo Russell, who is headed to the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors also re-signed Klay Thompson, and in doing so, they inked the most expensive deal of this year's free agency, $190 million. Another team that won big in free agency was the Los Angeles Clippers. They brought in reigning finals MVP Kawhi Leonard and acquired Paul George as well. Suddenly, the Clippers look like a title contender. Their LA counterpart, the Lakers, are looking improved as well. They traded for Anthony Davis in a deal with the Pelicans. Other major deals were Jimmy Butler heading from the 76ers to the Heat, Kemba Walker going from the Hornets to the Celtics, and Al Horford going from the Celtics to the 76ers. And finally, the big losers of free agency were the New York Knicks. They missed out on all the major prizes in this year's free agency class, despite having the cap room for two players on max deals and the supposed allure of getting to play in the historic Madison Square Garden. The Knicks still managed to get a solid player in Julius Randle, but that's little consolation after they whiffed on Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
So, Ryan, with all the big names signed, how do you see the pecking order in the NBA this upcoming season?
This might surprise a lot of fans, but even after all that's happened this offseason, I think the best team in the NBA right now is one that stayed relatively quiet during free agency. That's a team I haven't even mentioned yet. The Milwaukee Bucks. Returning NBA MVP Giannis, the Greek freak Antetokounmpo, is only improving, and he gets to continue playing with Chris Middleton, who the Bucks just re-signed to a massive $178 million deal. Nikola Mirotic, Eric Bledsoe, Paul Gasol, and Brook Lopez are all fantastic counterparts to these two stars. Right behind them in the NBA pecking order are the Warriors and the Clippers. Golden State will still be a great team even without Durant. Remember, they added the greatly improved D'Angelo Russell. And we know after this year that Kawhi is a born winner, and he'll be great for his hometown Clippers. Now, I don't think that the Nets will be title contenders just yet, since Kevin Durant is still recovering from a serious injury, and he won't be at his full playing capacity this year. But the great thing about all the movement this NBA offseason is, we really don't have a great idea what's going to happen next year. It should be an unpredictable and entertaining NBA season. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Ryan. That's Brown Daily Herald sports writer and VOA intern Ryan Handel. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In professional golf, two South African players celebrated titles on Sunday here in the United States. Retief Goosen birdied the final two holes to win the Senior Players Championship at Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio, for his first PGA Tour Champions title. The 50-year-old Hall of Famer from South Africa finished with a 6-under par total of 274. Goosen finished two strokes ahead of Americans Jay Haas and Tim Petrovic. And the veteran South African golfer earned a first-place prize of $420,000. And another South African, 29-year-old Dylan Fratelli, won the John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois, for his first PGA Tour title. George McNeely reports from Silvis.
Dylan Fratelli has followed in the footsteps of fellow University of Texas Longhorn Jordan Spieth for his first ever victory on the PGA Tour.
Ever since I was a kid watching golf, I'd always known about this tournament. So now it's crucial having those long-term sponsors on the tour. And when you have that, it's always good to repay that. And I'm thankful to John Deere.
29-year-old Fratelli went 13 under par over the weekend, wrapping up 21 under on TPC Deere Run.
I watched this tournament as a kid, didn't know much about it besides that it's a really low-scoring event, and I graduated college with my buddy Jordan Spieth 1 year a couple of times, and obviously came into my focus once I'd become a member or the PGA Tour, but now to have won it, I don't know, still sinking in. It feels awesome. It feels great. The support I got from everyone here this week in town felt awesome, and they definitely made me feel at home. It's probably one of the best tour stops I've been to when it comes to support from the community.
The South African native fired a 7-under par 64, winning the John Deere Classic.
Funny thing was, I didn't actually know where I was. I don't look at leaderboards. I don't look at scores. And I woke up this morning and checked the tee times, and I was like, oh, I'm actually 2 shots behind. So I managed to sleep thinking that I was in the lead or around the lead, or I don't really get too bogged down by specifics. I knew I had to come out here and make a bunch of birdies today, so nothing was going to change that. Whether I was 4 shots back or 1 shot back, it really had no bearing on how I had to play.
With the win, Fratelli secured a spot in the FedEx Cup playoffs, insured himself a PGA Tour card for the next 2 seasons, and has boarded a Deere & Company charter flight benefiting their Birdies for Charity program as he secured a berth in the Open Championship at Royal Portrush in Ireland. Russell Henley was runner-up, 2 shots back, after shooting Sunday's lowest round, 10-under par 61.
It's a cool course. It's fun. There's a lot of cool shots you hit. It's beautiful. And it's run really well. I enjoy being here. It's a nice place, and you get rewarded for your good shots.
It's Dylan Fratelli, the winner of the John Deere Classic. George McNeely, Silvis, Illinois.
Thanks, George. With that win in Illinois, Dylan Fratelli also won a first-place prize of more than $1 million. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This just in. All of July, Border Crossings is having a very special CD giveaway. If you're looking to listen to the top songs of the summer, we've got the CD for you. Every weekday, we'll be giving away Now That's What I Call Hits and Remixes 2019. Hooray! The CD presents an 18-track lineup of this year's top singles and remixes to date. You'll have access to the hottest artists of the summer, including Taylor Swift.
Are you ready for it?
Marshmello and Selena Gomez.
I've been running through the jungle. I've been running with the wolves to get to you.
Shawn Mendes.
There's nothing holding me back.
Maroon 5.
Can you turn around? Can you turn around? Just wait.
And so many more. Tune into Border Crossings at 1500 Universal Time all of July to be able to listen to the top hits all summer long.
And I encourage our VOA listeners to cross some musical borders with Larry London and Border Crossings. Larry, it's been a while since you had me on your show. Every now and then, Larry will invite me for some sporty chat on Border Crossings. I'm going to have to twist Larry's arm a bit to get me back on those musical border crossings. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Let's welcome back Ryan Handel, the Brown Daily Herald sports writer and VOA intern. More sporty greetings, Ryan.
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny.
Ryan, earlier in your NBA Summer League chat, one name I didn't hear you mention was the NBA's number one draft pick by the New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson. What happened to Zion in the Summer League?
In the first game of the NBA Summer League for the Pelicans, Zion Williamson suffered a bruised knee, and that kept him out for the rest of the Summer League. Now, keep in mind that the Summer League is just exhibition games, and so NBA teams want to play it safe. So, especially with a future star like Zion, if there's any risk of him getting further injured, they just want to play it safe and let him sit on the bench so that he can do what he does when it comes time for the regular season and beyond.
Do what he does. I look forward to seeing Zion Williamson in action. Thank you, Ryan. And that wraps up the July 16th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Sidrak Franklin. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, after months of violent protests in Sudan, a preliminary power-sharing agreement has been negotiated between the Forces for Democratic Change and the Transitional Military Council. Sudan in transition on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African Beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat and dumbolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
This is Science in a Minute.
July 20th marks the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, and the milestone will be celebrated throughout the United States. Festivities here in the U.S. capital city include a number of public events being led by the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum. The museum's Apollo 11 moon landing celebration will feature a life-sized projection of an Apollo Saturn V rocket on the east face of the iconic Washington Monument each night from July 16th through the 18th. On July 19th and 20th, the Smithsonian, through a partnership with the U.S. Department of the Interior and 59 Productions, will present Apollo 50, Go for the Moon. This multimedia show will recreate the launch of Apollo 11 and tell the story of the first moon landing with imagery projected on the Washington Monument and other nearby supporting screens here in Washington, D.C. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 22:30 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondence reports around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.